1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after the evil things, as they also lusted, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We bless your holy name, O Lord. And thank you, Lord, for guiding me this week with all my brethren. And thank you, Lord, for bringing all of us at again today for the last part of this series, Arise, It's Time. And I completely surrender everything at thy feet. May you bless every one of us, that the thoughts and the words and the consequences, the fruit of it, everything that glorifies thy name, thy holy name alone. In Jesus Christ's name I prayed. Amen. God bless you all, my dear brethren. Shalom. We thank the Lord for today. We start today's sharing the last part of the series with 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The very first four verses focusing on what the people, they all had in common. The first four verses, they were all under the cloud, number one. They all passed through the sea, number two. They were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They did all eat the same spiritual meat, and they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Jesus Christ. So now, this chapter talks about what was given to all of them, but yet verse 5 takes a U-turn, a twist, a sudden introduction of the truth. That is, many of them God was not well pleased. Many are called, few are chosen. And many of them with whom God was not well pleased, they were overthrown in the wilderness. Similar to Jesus Christ enters into the temple, he saw people, the merchants, doing things that are not glorifying the name of the Lord outside the temple, buying and selling. Jesus Christ, he overthrew the tables and he drove them away. Amen. So now, verse 7 is where the explanation is given what happened and why they had to face such a consequence. And verse 7 says, as it is written, people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. People sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play, which means they sat down in a place where they are not supposed to sit down, and they ate and drink things that are not supposed to be taken as a food, as a drink, and they rose up to play, not to serve. They rose up to play, to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 10. What exactly was given to them? What exactly was promised to them? Chapter 10, let's listen to what Moses says and the servant of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, not just that, and to bless in his name unto this day. So three things: to bear the ark of the covenant, two, to stand before the Lord, three, to bless in his name unto this day. And verse 9 says, wherefore Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his earthly brethren by the earthly blood, But rather, the Lord is their inheritance according to what God promised him, promised them, to the forefathers and to the people. And verse 10 says, and I stayed in the mount according to the first time. So there was a staying. There was a resting period, waiting period, preparation period. So he was staying in the mount, not any mount, the mount of God. Had to be. It had to be. According to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, as the Lord hearkened unto me. So the Lord was listening to him, listening to his servant, filled in his spirit, hearkening unto his servant. For what? At that time also, and the Lord would not destroy thee. So the main desire, the purpose, the motivation of the servant of God was to be filled by the Spirit of God and to live a life, to serve him in a way that God can hearken unto him, that the Lord would decide to show love and mercy to his children and he won't destroy them. Look at verse 11, how the Lord speaks to his servant. And the Lord said unto me, arise, you have stayed with me, you have rested well in my camp. Now arise, bear my reproach outside the camp. He says, arise, take thy journey before the people. Set an example as a living sacrifice, as a testimony of my name. Take thy journey before the people. The next part is the beautiful representation of servanthood. And the Lord says that they may go in, not you, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. Hallelujah. A life of a faithful follower of Christ is not about him. It's about Christ and about the ministry of Christ. A life of a child of God is not about the child. It's about God and God's children. We are in him. He is in us. A selfless love, selfless mind, selfless life that is all about Jesus Christ, who is everything to ourselves. So God promises Moses, you take their journey and people will enter. This promise is what we are reading in 1 Corinthians. Thousands of years later, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it talks about what happened to those people. Most of them, they did not please God and the Lord overthrew all of them. Very few, they passed. Because people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Amen. Sat down to eat and drink something that is not holy, not pleasing to the Lord Almighty. And they rose up to play, that is not the service of God, but the dance of their flesh. Amen. Yes, let's turn our Bibles to Amos chapter 7 verse 4-9. We must understand why the Lord had to overthrow such testimonies that are not the testimonies of his name is because in Amos chapter 7, the Lord speaks about how he deals with his children. Chapter 7 verse 4, thus hath the Lord God shewed unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. Verse 5, then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. Lord, cease, Lord. I beseech thee, Lord, by whom Jacob will arise? For he is small. And the Lord repented for this. This is also shall not be, saith the Lord. There is a contention going on. There is a beautiful agape love, beautiful resignation, beautiful reconciliation, beautiful counseling that is going on between God and his creation. It's so beautiful to see this cycle of life. And verse 7 it says, thus he shewed me, and behold, and the Lord stood upon a wall. The Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. So the Lord stood upon a wall. It was made by a plumb line, and he also had a plumb line in his hand. It's like you catch a fish with a net, but the net was also made of fish. Verse 8, and the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. You know, oftentimes we think about what will happen if the adversary rise against me, what will happen if sickness rise against me, what will happen if the whole world rise against me. We think so many things, and the Lord says, I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. The judgment of the Lord begins from the house of the Lord. Let's fear God and fear God alone, not because of his judgment or punishment, but because of his love and righteousness, my brethren. He loved us first. He created us beautifully, fearfully, wonderfully. That love, he loved us first. What we can do to that love? Amen. Look at the way the Lord is speaking to us. He stood upon a wall and he rises against things that are not his. Now, Deuteronomy 10, 1 Corinthians 10, Amos 7 talks about what the Lord promised, what the Lord blessed, but yet why the people failed, isn't it? Now, let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 45. Let's go to New Testament. Let's take a different angle of three women and what happened to them in their lives. We will start with Luke chapter 1, verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and she entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. These two words I want us to remember. David went down the valley and he met the brethren and he saluted the brethren before Goliath was killed. Amen. So now Mary bring greetings to Elizabeth. So how this looks? Mary arose and she went to bless Elizabeth, isn't it? Because she is the one who goes to meet Elizabeth. But let's look at what exactly happened. Verse 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jonathan found David in the wood, and Jonathan strengthened his hand in God. Now Mary found Elizabeth in her house, and the Holy Ghost filled Elizabeth. Verse 42. And he spake out with the law, and she spake out with a loud voice. She gave her best and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Amen. She went there to be a blessing, and she was also blessed. Hallelujah. So let's turn your Bibles to Judges chapter 5, verse 5 to 9. Judges chapter 5, verse 5 to 9. Let's look at another name of a woman. Verse 5. And the mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel, in the days of Shamgar the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, and the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. So there is an explanation of the situation. So this is Deborah and Barak's song. And after the 20 years of oppression, the Lord is dealing with his children and the vessel is singing a song. Verse 7. The inhabitants of the villages ceased, and they ceased in Israel, until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. So now there is a rising of a vessel to bring forth the child, which is God's promise to God's children. Verse 8 says, they chose new gods, then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? Verse 9, my heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. So there was a willingly offering, like our how our living sacrifice shall be, with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, willingly, cheerful heart, our life as a sacrifice. Bless ye the Lord. This is how we bless the Lord. Verse 10. Speak ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way. It says, they that are delivered from the noise of archers, not even by the arrows of the archers, noises of the archer, in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord. Even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel, then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Hallelujah. Verse 12 is beautiful. It is reminding us of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13, verse 14. It says in verse 12, Judges chapter 5, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Hallelujah. The Lord called all of us, awake, awake, utter a song, the song of my salvation. Amen. The song of my salvation. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 39 to 42. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 39 to 42. So here, this beautiful, righteous woman, who is also blessed by David, her wicked husband, Nabal, he dies because the Lord struck him. And after the Lord struck him, Nabal died. Verse 39 says, David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. So David had purposed that Abigail will be his wife. Verse 40, and when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. So the message was passed to Abigail. The servants of David, the king, came to pass the message. That's all they can do, isn't it? Moses can only arise and take his journey. That's all he can do. When the people follow Moses, it is their responsibility. It is their free will. It is their denying thyself moments. It is their decide to follow the Lord moments. It is their life to decide whether they can fulfill the promise. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says very clearly, all under the cloud, all went through the sea, all received the food and drink, but yet many of them did not please God, and God overthrown all of them in the wilderness. Remember that. Now read verse 41. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth, and she said, behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see how the way Abigail addressed the Lord, the king, by telling she will wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. Verse 42, and Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass with five damsels of hers and went after her. And she went after the messengers of David. She went after the messengers. Amen. She went after the messengers of David and became his wife. Not she did not run before the messengers. She did not try to go by herself, but rather she trusted, she obeyed. She followed the scripture humbly as a woman of God, how the bride should be. And she reached David, and David married her. Hallelujah. There is no other way other than following the scripture. No other way. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 9, verse 35. Mark chapter 9, verse 35. Let's remember what Abigail said. And let's remember what 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7 said. People sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Amen. Now let's see what happens when Jesus sat down. Mark chapter 9, verse 35. Now Jesus speaking. And he sat down. Jesus sat down and called the 12. So he sat down at his rest with his blessed assurance. He calls his 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be the last of all and servant of all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Abigail says, I will wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. How many of us have this misunderstanding in our life? I serve God and God alone. I love God and God alone. I don't want to be bothered about what happens to my family or my family of God or my gathering of my loved ones or the congregation of God's family. I'm not bothered about too much about that. Are we sure? Let's learn from Jesus Christ, who is the definition of fellowship for the complete manifestation of God's word. Amen. Now, Jesus sat down and he gives a message to the servants. If anyone decide to be first, the same shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Spoken by the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true faithful witness, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Alpha and Omega, the wonderful Counselor, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 to 52. Matthew 27, 50. There Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Jesus, who sat down to pass the message to the disciples, now he cried with a loud voice and he yielded up. He yielded up the ghost. He gave his life for all our sins. And verse 50, yielded up the ghost. And verse 51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the heart, from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of saints which slept arose. Awake, awake. The light has risen upon thee. Shine upon thee. Awake, awake. Amen. Now, I want us to read Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 55. Acts chapter 7 verse 55. Remember what Amos 7 said. Amos 7, Acts 7. Let's remember. The Lord stood up on a wall made of plumb line and he was holding a plumb line in his hand. Now Acts 7, chapter 7 verse 55. Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and he saw the glory of the Lord. What is the glory of the Lord, my brethren? And Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God. Stephen, he was able to see this only when he was filled with Holy Ghost. Elizabeth was able to bless Mary only she was filled with the Holy Ghost. The watchman was able to receive all the visions from God Almighty only when he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Filling of the Spirit is us seeking the kingdom of heaven. Set our eyes on things above, the presence of God, the anointing of the Lord. Verse 56, and he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. He is told this when he was stoned to death. My brethren, today, every stone that is coming towards you, all your problems, think about it now. All your challenges, think about it now. All your questions, uncertainties, overwhelming thoughts of tomorrow, think about it now. And tell every single problem to the face of the problem. My Jesus, I behold, the face of my Jesus, I behold, and I see the heavens open, the Son of Man standing in the right hand of God. In my life, he is seated in the throne of my heart. It is well, because he is with me. I will arise, even in the depths of the valley, even in any darkest moments, I will arise, because the light is within me, not outside. It is within me. Amen. Now, what happens to all of us, brethren, in our journey is what we learn from 1 Kings as we come to the last Bible verses of this sharing. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3. We bless the name of the Lord for the words of life. Without the scripture, there we will be. The word of God. Let's all conform to the image of God. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 3. So here Elijah was being chased by Jezebel to be killed. And this wickedness is chasing him. And he compromised his faith. He ran for his life and he's hiding in somewhere. And it says that Elijah, who was trying his best to preserve his life, in chapter 19, verse 3, he says, when Elijah saw that he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. So Elijah, he decided to go on his own journey. He went there and he was hiding himself under a juniper tree. He was sleeping, resting. And verse 5 says, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. So the angel of the Lord came and touched him and blessed him to arise and to eat, for him to be strengthened. He did. But verse 7 says, angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. So there is a reminder given for him to arise and eat again. Very similar to how we see the angel of the Lord told Peter to arise and eat in a different context. Here it is for Prophet Elijah. But if we bring in the Garden of Gethsemane here, Jesus Christ told the disciples, watch and pray. He went to pray again. He again came, they were sleeping. He told them, watch and pray. He went again. Again came, they were still sleeping. And he told them, can't you watch and pray? So the word of life was giving words of life, but they could not eat and drink, but rather they were sleeping because the flesh was trying to pull them down. They were waiting for the comforter, the promise given later. Now, verse 8 is so beautiful. Elijah obeyed. He arose and he did eat and drink. And because of what he received from the angel sent by the Lord, went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. Amen. So this time, Elijah, he was able to reach the Mount of God when he received the bread, the food, the drink, the presence from the angel of the Lord. He was able to press on and finish his race. But when he was on his own, he could only barely reach the wilderness and he was sleeping under a juniper tree. This is our life, my dear brethren. It's because Elijah, he arose for the fear of his life because Jezebel was chasing him. But do you remember? Jezebel arose against Prophet Elijah. Because of that, she was killed by Jehu. And Jehu was anointed by the prophet of God. But Elijah did not kill Jezebel. And Jezebel's daughter, Athaliah, she arose against all the royal seats of God and she wanted to destroy them. She arose against them, but she was killed by the command of the high priest Jehoiada. Not by Elijah or Elisha, but the high priest came and he commanded to destroy Athaliah later, the seed of Jezebel. It goes on. That wickedness is coming against all God's seeds. It is a battle that we face every single day. But if we embrace the fear of men, fear of power, fear of life in this earth, we will be compromised in the fear of God. And here, the angel of the Lord had to give him the food and drink for Elijah to be strengthened so that he can reach the Mount of God. Abigail was to be guided by the servants of David so that she can reach David. Jonathan was to go and strengthen David's hand in God so that David can reach the God's promises in his life. Jesus Christ, he went to the cross so that we all can reach the tree of life. We all can be redeemed back to the Father in heaven. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, the scripture calls all of us, awake, awake from the dead. Do not sleep in your mind. Do not sleep in your thought. Do not sleep in the flesh, but rather arise and the Christ shall give thee light. So beautifully, Ephesians and the book of Isaiah, it's speaking to all of us, arise, the light has shined upon thee. To all of us, my dear brethren, the Lord is so beautiful in our lives. I pray that we all appreciate what the Lord has given us, the fellowship, the congregation, the ministry, our brothers and sisters. Let's learn to arise when it is time to arise. And let's learn to sit and wait upon the Lord when it is time to wait upon the Lord. And let's always stay upright spiritually, that we stand before the Son of Man, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord will lead us. The Lord will guide us. May the Lord teach us that we are faithful, grateful, and thankful unto Him. I thank the Lord for all of you. And I thank the Lord for your prayers and blessings. God bless you all. And shalom, my dear brethren. We thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.